Stephen Reinecke. Welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you, Kathleen. It's great to talk to you again.
Now, we spoke with you earlier in the season back in the fall. How's it been going for you, all the music and making?
It's been great. Everything is back full force since the times when we weren't performing that much. And I am just thrilled to be making music again and enjoying it very much.
How's your stamina after all of that?
Good, but I do find, you know, sometimes I get a little tired. I just had a weekend where I was conducting The Empire Strikes Back all weekend, and I thought, oh man, this is a lot of work. But I think I've got my strength back. I'm good.
Great. Any thoughts on the programs that you've done here in Toronto? I know you did the Tina Turner tribute with Adrian Warren, amongst other things.
Yes, that was great. That was a wonderful way to open the season. Adrian Warren is just such a powerhouse, big Broadway star, and we know that Toronto is very astute about their theater stars. And so we had great audiences, and celebrating the music of Tina Turner was an exciting and fun way to open up the season.
For sure. And then coming up, you go 21st Century Broadway. We spoke with Aisha Jackson just a couple of weeks ago. She's so excited to work with you.
Oh, I'm excited to work with her too. She's new to this program, and she and I have never worked together. There are four singers in this concert, and the other three of them have done this program with me, but she has not. So I'm really excited to work with her.
Yeah, we also spoke with Ali Stroker, who such an amazing energy.
Yeah, Ali is truly a force of nature. I really, really love so much about Ali. She's overcome a lot of adversity and is just such an inspiration to so many people.
Now, the 2025-26 season was recently announced. Tell us what's in the lineup.
Well, once again, I feel like there's something for everybody. It's a really spectacular season. We're going to kick it off in October with the Billy Joel songbook, but some interesting takes on the music by our good friend of mine, Tony Desserre, who is really known to be a terrific jazz pianist and singer. And, you know, I would venture to call his voice type more of a crooner. But he and I were also recently working on a Cole Porter program together, and we were speaking about this Billy Joel program because the Billy Joel songbook that Tony is putting together is brand new. Okay. And so it's going to be familiar to people. People are going to get the Billy Joel, but there will be some interesting takes on some of the songs in the way that Tony is able to put his own unique spin on things. So I'm really looking forward to that. Of course, after that, we have the Holiday Pops coming up, which is always so exciting in December. That's going to be conducted by the fantastic Sarah Hicks, and the performer is the terrific Canadian vocalist Michaela Bennett, who was recently with the TSO in another program with Ramin Karimloo, where we were doing some Broadway music. So I think it's exciting that Michaela is coming back. She's such a crossover artist, having studied so much opera as well. So she's a perfect voice for the holiday season in my book.
Right. And I see you've got some Beatles coming up next season.
There is some Beatles. Revolution, the music of the Beatles, a complete symphonic experience, is going to be really interesting. I haven't seen this show, and this is a show that was put together by my good friend Jeff Tysik, who is no stranger to the TSO audiences. He's done a bunch of new arrangements that are transcribed exactly from the original master recordings at Abbey Road. It should be very cool because it's also going to have some visual elements. Lots of rare and unseen photos from the archives of the Beatles. And it's going to be really, really interesting and so much great music. I mean, who doesn't love the music of the Beatles?
No kidding. Yeah. And Kapathia Jenkins is coming back, I see.
Kapathia is coming back with this wonderful program, She's Got Soul, which, I mean, Kapathia definitely has soul. She is just one of my all-time favorite singers and such a dear friend of mine. And I know that the Toronto audiences have grown to really love her. So she's going to be featuring a tribute to lots of R&B and soul great singers like Whitney Houston, Gladys Knight, Chaka Khan, Adele, and just so many more. A lot of songs that people know and love.
Oh, wow, fantastic. Tell us about Jeremy Jordan.
Well, Jeremy Jordan has been to Toronto before, but it's been a long, long time. And I just will never forget the stage door experience in particular after the concerts were just mobbed by people wanting to meet and get Jeremy's autograph. And so that's always fun that he's so well loved up there. But the Jeremy is just one of the greatest leading men there is right now. And he and I have done a lot of work together, and this is just a concert featuring some of the highlights of his career and some other great songs as well that only Jeremy can bring his special magic to.
And the leading man of the Hollywood film score, Spielberg, the music of John Williams. What can we look forward to in that one?
Well, this is a program I was recently working on putting together already. It's a tribute to the collaboration between Steven Spielberg and John Williams. Now, they've worked on 29 movies together over the course of 48 years.
Wow.
So there's a lot of music to pick from. The audience is going to get their favorites. I mean, they're certainly going to hear Raiders of the Lost Ark and Jurassic Park and Jaws and all that good stuff. But there's some other great movie scores that they've done together, you know, music from the movie War Horse or Lincoln. Obviously, Schindler's List, but also a movie called The Terminal. There's a really great selection from that. And I'll be featuring some musicians of the orchestra and some solo spotlight moments throughout that concert as well.
Well, the theme of 2025-26 includes connection, celebration, discovery, and diversity. What was your vision for the pops portion of the season? What themes did you draw on throughout these concerts as you were putting together this program?
Well, it's basically what I think about all the time and every year is just how unique and diverse all of our audiences are, and all the people in the greater Toronto area that I want the orchestra to be able to serve and to entertain and provide great concerts for. And so that's why, once again, I just say it's a little bit of something for everyone. I find all these concerts to be highly entertaining and speak to just a wide swath of the community that can enjoy all kinds of music, from the Beatles to John Williams to Soul and Billy Joel. It's just going to be a great season.
Still this season, you've got a couple of film performances coming up, Encanto in Concert being one of them. Have you done that one before?
I have never performed the movie Encanto, and I'm really looking forward to it. I've started my preparations on it now because the movies take a long time to prepare, especially if I've never done them. And it's just such a great, charming movie, hence all the accolades that it received. You know, it's worth mentioning for those who don't recall, all the songs were written by the fabulous Lin-Manuel Miranda. It's just a great show full of great Latin flair, something for the whole family to enjoy. And lots for the percussion to do, lots of Latin music and crazy guitars and stuff going on. So it'll be cool.
Well, I feel like I should not keep you any longer since you have all this work to do for the film. And Steven, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Kathleen, this is my pleasure. I look forward to seeing everybody very soon.